Thank you, Dallas.
Sure.
Good morning. My name is Joanne. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. Let's see. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message. Inner peace. I express the presence of God. Peace, be still. With these words, Jesus claimed his authority and calmed the stormy waters. Following Jesus' example, I too claim authority. In a stressful moment, I center my awareness in the divine presence that lives in me and expresses through me. This divine presence is perfect life, love, and wisdom. It is peace that nothing and no one can disturb. No matter what may be happening around me, at the center of my being, there is always peace. It is an aspect of my divine inheritance, as near as my next thought. I release all fear and tension and embrace the peace of God. As I do, divine peace radiates from the center of my being. It clarifies my thoughts, calms my emotions, and relaxes my body. In every situation, I am a presence of peace. Isaiah 26:3, those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. And now Dallas and Linda will lead us in Surely the Presence. But you have to unmute yourself.
Okay, there we go. We're going to go through this twice.
We were compelled to close schools last spring on short notice. And at the first...
Thank you so much. Love the way we start the service with that. Now let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Now let's join Linda and Dallas singing while they lead us in our welcoming song, It's in Every One of Us.
What?
Oh. Or not.
No, we're going to do peace signs and
peace signs and laugh lines. Okay.
Okay.
Did you know that some things can change without a whole lot of pain? Just take your love and pour it out and watch it grow. Did you know that good will prevail? The signs are everywhere. It's all over the faces and strange little places dancing in the air.
Go round and round and round until
just get outside and feel the breeze blowing back in the time. Well, there's a low train coming, and we're on the ferry next stop. Just get on board and open your heart. There ain't no turning back.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, if you aren't already in gallery view, go ahead and switch to gallery view so you can wave at everybody since we can't get together in person. Just throw kisses and hugs. Good to see all you guys here. And oh, there's my little baby boy there. So please raise your hand and unmute yourself if you wish to announce something, and I'll recognize you after I do my announcements first. First one is Grandfather's Medicine Wheel teaching is on Thursdays at 6 o'clock on this Zoom channel. This week he will speak of the Red Hawk, Dandelion, and Fire Opal. And Grandfather has formed a nonprofit called Deer Raven Native Cultural and Spiritual Center. And that's to preserve and advance the knowledge of the first peoples of this continent. We will update you as the plan emerges. Anybody else have an announcement? Jerry.
Okay. Next week will be a board meeting here, a monthly board meeting. And if you have any issues you'd like to be brought up by the board, get a hold of one of the board members to express what you'd like us to take up.
Great. Thanks, Jer.
I think it's Bear Raven, isn't it? Bear Raven, not Deer Raven.
Oh, mine says Deer Raven. Is it Bear Raven, Grandfather?
Is it Bear Raven?
Bear Raven?
Somebody confirm.
Yeah, definitely Bear Raven.
Oh. Thank you. Okay.
Typo.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an animal raven.
Yeah. It's a deer raven. Oh, deer bear raven. Anybody else have an announcement? Thanks for clarifying that, Cindy. Okay, Isaac has his hand up. Isaac, did you want to say something? He's so cute. All right. Then there's no other announcements.
That's everybody's picture.
Go ahead and mute yourself, Rosemary and Jerry, and we'll keep going. It's time for the Unity Statement. Please join us in our Unity Statement. We will say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles. Whoops, let me catch up. Hang on. Wait till we get it up there. There we go. Ready? We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now Dallas and Linda will lead us in our song of joy, which is It's in Every One of Us. Okay.
Thank you.
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. Yep. It's in each and every one of us, and it's up to each and every one of us. Okay. So this morning, our reading will be given by John. When he unmutes.
We've been unpacking our books, and I came across Son of God Sings by Don Knight. This was given to me by the church a couple of years ago, more for having the most kids, I guess, Father's Day or something like that. But anyway, I had never read it before, really. I just kind of stuck it away, got buried, and I picked it up and started to read a little bit out of it, and it's really got some good stuff in there. And I'm just going to read a little bit out of one section here. And I think it goes along with some of what has already been said today. It says, happiness is what happens when we let go of the thinking mind. Happiness just bubbles up and it becomes infectious. You've had the experience, I'm sure, that someone is laughing hard continually, others start laughing too. And pretty soon you're laughing, although you don't know why you're laughing. Laughing is contagious, which is why we like to be around joyful people. And that's what we have here, is a bunch of joyful people. Joy and laughter rubs off on us easily because it feels so good. The heart has its playful, joyous, humorous side. It is always responds happily to the lighter side of life. Even in these tumultuous times, life is not as serious as it appears to be. Things are just coming to a head as they must. Time is short for the old way of doing things. The joyful side is that things have to work better for everyone than competition and living just in self-interest. That will change because of the spiritual nature of the joy and the love that is emerging. This will replace the old ways. So we welcome our Son of God nature that is always happy, joyful, and blissful. We can see the truth of what is going on in the world and can accept it joyfully. If we can understand that certain things are playing out on planet Earth right now, why, we can be patient and watch and stay in our peace. As we stay in our peace and in our love and display that kind of an attitude towards each other, this is becomes our reality. I believe this with all my heart. I even was inspired by another section of this same book where it talks about living in the now, learning to live in the now. I'm going to read just one verse of it. I got it here a couple of weeks ago, and it inspired me. And this is kind of the first that I've written since I've been here. We just got most everything in here. We're settling down to where we don't have so much junk around, and got the studio set up. And anyway, it says, we are learning to live in the now. There is nothing in life for to bow. So gone from our mind, the illusion of time, we are living God's promises now. And the course goes, we are learning to live in the now. There is nothing we can't do right now. So gone from our mind, the illusion of time. We are learning to live in the now and be at peace and joy for all of us, I see. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. And so now it's time for our meditation song. So Linda and Dallas will lead us into our meditation song. She's going to unmute, and Penny will put the words up for you in a minute. So Living Truths by Kirtana.
many storylines, how many years, hide and seek, bitter tears, till the living truth appears, in a form you can't ignore. When she comes for you, you realize she's courted you through other eyes. But finally you took this disguise to bring you to the door. Standing with an outstretched hand, beckoning and motioning, you may not understand, but you take her lead, for you have no need but this love. She'll steal your mind, she'll steal your rest, by lighting fires in your chest. Like an overbearing guest, she won't leave you alone. When you go with her, you won't be back. She won't leave you time to think or pack. You'll be naked, but you won't lack. Love will be your home. And she's standing with an outstretched hand, motioning when you may not understand, but you take her lead, for you have no need but this love. How many storylines, how many years of hide and seek and bitter tears, till the living truth appears and comes to take you home. Comes to take you home.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Dallas. Let's say our affirmations together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And as this is the first Sunday of the month, we will be saying the traditional Lord's Prayer. All together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from error, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Dallas and Linda will do the Alleluia.
Please sing with us. We'll go through this twice.
Thank you very much. And as many of you know, we are privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning, we are blessed to have Dr. Daria Funches inspire us with her passion and wisdom. Here's Daria.
Good morning. So glad to be here. So glad to see your shining faces this morning. February, the month of love. It's also African American History Month, Black History Month, and it is so many other things here this February, as we all know. And it's important to get here and remember this feeling that we have now, our freedom now, our love now, our unity now. And in that spirit, the topic today for me is thy will. This is my, actually, the first part of this topic is my mantra for the year, thy will be done in 2021. And the second part of it is let my people go. And that's in the spirit of the month that we're in. And I say it's for everybody, regardless of what month is labeled, because we're all here in need of love. We're all here with some part of us remembering or having a recall of our unity and our oneness and our wholeness. And we want to retrieve as much of that as possible all the time, but especially in these days, to remember that wholeness, because whatever limitation or lack of freedom we may be experiencing in the moment or in the reality of the material world, of a governmental law, as opposed to spiritual law, whatever is happening in that physical realm, we want to claim the spiritual authority of our freedom. And not feeling that freedom is as much of a burden, and I wouldn't say a burden, as much of a limitation on whoever may be trying to limit us as well as it is on us. And so, thy will be done in 2021. And some of us are shaking our heads because we sometimes feel, some of us meaning humanity, feel in bondage or limited or oppressed, and others feel liberated but are shaking their heads at the rest of us who think we're in real bondage while we're free. So how we're seeing other people is even affecting this unity that we want to create, this unity that is part of the will of God. So sometimes we're like the power of the sun and the power of shadows chasing one another and shaking our heads at one another, going, you know, reading something and going, you know, so or the text language shorthand, what, SMH, shaking my head, right? But we are on our journey. Even in those the sunlight and the shadows, we're on our journey. Thy will be done in 2021. We must ask ourselves, well, what is God's vision for us? What is Creator's vision for us? Because to get into thy will be done in 2021, it needs to be us, not just that, what, vision for me. What is my part of it? My part of it is key. That's important as an individual. And still, what is it for us as a collective? And the will or vision of God is sometimes brought to us in a vision or a dream, and sometimes both. And if we look around us and listen with spirit eyes and spirit ears, we see confirmation of this truth all around. We see it in how the wind blows. We see it in a word or phrase on TV that's a confirmation of what we just prayed for a second ago, what we just affirmed, or epiphany that we had, or realization that we had, or the telephone rings and somebody says exactly what I just looked for in my thoughtfulness, in my mindfulness, in my prayer state. So the vision exists in spiritual consciousness. And spiritual consciousness is like Israel is to Egypt. Israel is kingdom and queendom of heaven, while Egypt represents the hidden powers and the known powers that rule us. Israel is like living, it actually means living with God, striving for God, dominion with God, spiritual consciousness, spiritual substance. And in Egypt, we have the body consciousness, the physical substance, the ruling power. We also have things that we don't understand quite how they happen. Like people are still talking about not exact all the theories about how the pyramids got built, right? So we have this majesty on the physical realm that speaks to the great mystery, that also speaks to the power and ruling law that humans can begin to reflect. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure which is hidden in the field, which a man discovered and hid it. But because of his joy, he went out and sold everything he had and he bought that field. So when we're talking about this consciousness of the kingdom and queendom of heaven on earth, which we don't have to pass into the next world to experience, which we are creating and co-creating with one another right here, right now, as John was reading from this morning, and as Dallas and Linda were singing about this morning. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he finds a pearl of great value, goes away and sells everything he had and bought it. So this spiritual vision that we're talking about, that we can be shown, that we have been shown, most of us, and in different ways, is a seed that must grow into the flower or the tree, and it grows and is hidden in the field until we reach for it. And there's something that comes with this vision, this dream, the Martin Luther King, I have a dream. My birthday was February 4th and I have the same birthday as Rosa Parks. And I always, I consider her, you know, my most significant birthday buddy, right? Because when we say thy will be done in 2021, we know we're part of making that happen. We know we're part of freeing ourselves. We know we're part of helping with the freedom of humanity, of moving those things in the material world that are not part or blocks to that freedom, to that collective freedom for all people, for all nations. But we have to go down into the depths of the earth and its material reality to make that visionary reality take form and develop. Sometimes we have magical thinking and sometimes it occurs, like, you know, we have the vision and then woo, right in front of us. But some of these larger visions that we carry and that our leaders carry and our communities carry, we have to go down into some challenges and obstacles for the fullness of that freedom, for the fullness of that freedom for all nations, for all people. It's not enough for me to sit in the quiet, peaceful aspect of my meditation room and feel my freedom unless I do something that brings that into action and form, or the vision that we carry for the freedom of humanity, right? We do something that makes that real in three dimensions here. And it becomes the foundation of us and all that we seek. That lofty vision when we are walking it out and reaching for it down into the places that are more scary to go or take more courage to act out, then the vision is much more than a fleeting perspective that only peeks at us from time to time, or that we peek out from time to time. I smile sometimes working with organizations about their visions, and often people would not remember the vision. They got it in their drawer somewhere. You say, okay, what the organization has come up with a vision. Now that's a vision statement. It didn't necessarily come in the form of a dream, you know, or a vision from spirit. But nevertheless, people worked on it and they have it, but they have to dig around, right? Because it's not yet in the heart. So it hadn't traveled down long enough, let alone to be in the foundation of what they're walking out. In many indigenous traditions, there is, in whatever language is being used, there's the notion of walking out one's vision, walking it out. Because when we walk it out, then it becomes grounded and grounding. And even if someone has not had that vision and they hear you, they're engaged by you as you speak of it, they have belief about it because you believe it so strongly often, you know? And it can become contagious. It can become contagious when it touches or reaches that which is in each of us as the wish and dream for our unification, for our unity, for our wholeness. And we can't get it just staying in our respective bubbles. And sometimes coming out of our respective bubbles, as we know, can be dangerous. But that desire for that unity grows greatly enough within us for us to venture in to places that call on our courage, that call on our passion, that call for us to reach into the uncomfortable zones. My first solo, I think I was 10. My mother wasn't even there to hear it. It was in a studio where I took ballet and drama and all these other things where they were trying to bring together a lot of the neighborhood kids in Houston where I grew up to be able to have fun with drama and theater and comedy and music. And we were having fun at doing it. But mine was Go Down Moses. And I don't know how many people know that song, but I won't sing the whole song, but I'll sing a little bit of it because it speaks to what we're talking about. So, go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. They toiled so hard, they could not stand. Let my people go. Why don't you go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And so we could sing that in the context of its times when Israel was in Egypt land. So you're basically saying when the concept of striving to be with God, to have dominion with God, to have dominion with Creator, or in Egypt land, or in some form of limitation, or not in their full potential, and somehow in bondage and oppressed, then there is this impulse to let yourself go, to be let go, that is in the memory of collective humanity that knows, regardless of what kinds of actions we are taking that transgress upon one another, there is a part of us that knows the truth, and the truth will set us free. And that is the wholeness of who we are. So one of these major challenges when we're walking out this vision of unity, and into this unity is really the source of our integrity in our action. Whether we're talking government, business, relationship, unity. Part of it is telling the difference between a truth and a lie. Many years ago in the 80s, I wrote an article about three gifts that we all have: discernment, heart, and presence. And if we're not using our discernment as part of the God-given way that we can live, not using our spirit eyes and our spirit ears and our spirit touch, then sometimes when we talk about thy will be done in 2021, we're not talking about creator. We're not talking about all the different names that there are for God. We're talking about maybe a two-legged being that, to whom we have given our spiritual authority. And because they said it, we think it's true. We're not using our discernment. So when we talk about thy will be done in 2021, that's what I'm talking about. That's my mantra for this year. But also, let the people go, meaning out of bondage, out of limitation, and into the fullness of who we are. That message is for us to let ourselves go, for us to free ourselves, for us to do what we can to support the freedom of others. It is the time that we are moving into now as we walk the visions out. It pushes us to look at where we may harbor resentment, anger, where we may still be using some wounds to create our current reality, where we have to recognize as this thy will be done in 2021 moves through us, as this will of God moves through us, I have to ask myself, how am I like what I most dislike in the other group about whom I am shaking my head? To meet these challenges, we begin as we meet them to feel liberated, to feel stronger. We're being tempered. The visions that Spirit has given me to walk out, I can tell you, I've been immersed at every initiation that, oh, this one was by air. Oh, this initiation was by fire. Oh, this one was by water. Oh, this one was by earth. Until whatever looks scary no longer evokes fear, until whatever used to hurt no longer gives you pain, until whatever distortion you used to see is no longer there, and what you see is us. And then my communications would be like us. And then my listening would be the music behind the words, and not just the words or actions, and not just the memory of having been hurt before. Ah, the vision has been placed within each of us. It's a vision that inspires, it resonates, it emboldens us. And we may not see, and in fact, we don't see, like that old song, why should I feel discouraged? You may only see one step you don't see the whole blueprint. You're going like, well, just show me the whole thing. I often have had that conversation with spirit. Just show, give me the blueprint, please. Let's shorten this up, right? But no, I have to walk that path from here into this vision, into the will of God being my foundation. Being the foundation, being my default program, being my automatic choice and action. So automatic, sometimes it's not even a choice. If I had to think about it, I might stop and hesitate. So when spirit is preparing us for this and operating fundamentally from this place, sometimes I think creator really has a sense of humor, because if you had shown me what I have to deal with on Thursday when I agreed to do something else on Monday, I would not have done it. And I hear spirit laughing with me. Yeah, tell me something I don't know, right? Because the doorways are always opening if we are looking, the way opens for our movement. So we are accepting our gift. We're accepting our gift of discernment. We're remembering if we want that Jesus worked for the disinherited. So it's not just about, you know, who we want to impress or who has certain powers. And one of my favorite stories was always Joseph and the coat of many colors. And because if you remember that story, those of you who heard it as a kid, it wasn't just my favorite because my father's name was Joseph and my brother's name was Joseph, but it was a favorite because I could relate to this experience and this story of both sides of everyone having gifts, but Joseph being resented by his brothers for the gifts that he had and for the fact that in his case, I'm not saying that was my case, but in his case, he was the favorite of his father. And you know, some people don't hide that. Some parents don't hide that fact. And he made Joseph a beautiful coat. And Joseph had dreams, you know, of people bowing to him. His brothers, the stars and moons bowed to him. His brothers bowed to him in his dream. Joseph was not just, he was a dreamer, but he later really became good as an interpreter of dreams, which is even another gift. But all of this special treatment resulted in his brothers, most of them, wanting him to go away. And they sold him to some people who then sold him into Egypt and into the place where he worked with an assistant to the Pharaoh. Long story short, Joseph comes into his own in that bondage and has the opportunity to interpret a dream and to help with the welfare of Egypt. Thy will be done in 2021. None of us are looking to go into bondage. Thankfully, humanity has been evolving. We still have places where there's bondage. We still have places where there oppression exists. We still have places where there is hatred and resentment and jealousy. But the point of this is that through this limitation, whatever the limitation may be today and whatever it was then, that his spiritual gifts were an asset to him and later became an asset to his family when some of his brothers showed up in Egypt in need of the storehouses of grain that had been put aside based on the interpretation of dreams by Joseph. And in that context, we say, hey, whatever challenge I have to go through or have gone through or am going through to come into the will of God, the will of Creator, Mother, Father, God, for me and what I'm born to be. I can just look around at it and say, oh, I'm tired of this, time to go, because we do have free will and choice. Yet, if we surrender and we have agreed to that which we chose before we came into the physical, we ask for a confirmation. And every time we get that confirmation around us, we are shown what we have asked for. Seek and you shall find. Ask and it will be answered. And when you see that, there are things that my personality would never have accepted that I've accepted because of the confirmation and communication with spirit. So let us be willing to walk into the depths of the unknown. From Israel into Egypt land, to be the fullness of the wholeness of who we are as humanity, to be the fullness of the wholeness of who we are as individuals and what we're born to do. To go through whatever spiritual struggle you want to go through to get there is great. The treasure is coming all the way through and walking it out, not waiting. Some of us wait. Well, as soon as I get through with this current material challenge on earth, I'll go do this that spirit told me to do. We got it upside down. If we use the spiritual piece as our foundation, we're taking the vision seed and growing the flower and growing the tree on a firm foundation, not on something that will be shaken. And that is the promise, thy will be done in 2021. The signs, the symbols of the day will be all around us. They'll be wherever we want to pay attention. And we capture that spirit within us. Here we are in the land of the Cowlitz Nation, in the land that is rich with that opportunity to capture that spirit, to seek that prayer, to walk it out. And we see the bigger picture. And with all of this, we have within us the spiritual authority to say, peace be still. The word for the day, the inner peace. No matter how scary the monster looks, which is just a test to see what I'm grounded in. Am I grounded in that divine presence of life, love, wisdom, and a peace that nothing and no one can disturb? Or do I easily get uprooted? So let us liberate ourselves and support the liberation of others. Let us see ourselves in unity and remember the wholeness that we are, no matter what's going on. Because sometimes your head is going one way and part of your body will cut up, right? We're no different as a collective being. All are our relations, all are our relatives. So when we are in a sense of separation, we take ourselves out of integrity, which is why remembering our unity and our integrity are so important right now. Our spiritual consciousness will bring all else into line. And so it is.
go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And that's the name, by the way, Moses, that they gave Harriet Tubman. I encourage you all, if you've never seen it, to look up some of the movies that have been made now on Harriet Tubman, because that was the name that she was called for her leadership as a conductor of the Underground Railroad. Let's do a meditation. Let's close our eyes. I hear somebody flipping pages. I guess they're not muted. Close our eyes. Feet firmly on the floor or the ground, wherever you are, fully supported by how you're sitting. Take a very deep breath. Imagine from the center of the earth, up through your feet, soles of your feet, up to the crown of your head, and let it go back out like butterfly wings, out through the air, back down into the earth. Another breath, bringing it up through the soles of the feet, up to the crown of the head, and out again like butterfly wings around you, many colors in your energy field around you. And imagine with each breath, that the will of Creator, the will of God, comes through you for us, us as a collective. Comes down through you and comes down into the ground like a beautiful seed. And that as you watch that seed, as it comes through you, because how it comes through you may be different than how it comes through Cynthia, and how it comes through Karen, and how it comes through Jerry. And as it comes back up with roots underneath, firmly in the bedrock of the earth, it grows up through you as a stem, a beautiful, strong stem, beautiful, strong trunk if it's a tree, a beautiful, strong stem if it's a flower. And look at who you are, how it grounds you, how it frees you, how it empowers you, and how it revitalizes and energizes you. The sun, the time of shadows, the water, the nutrients that all come through you. This spiritual consciousness into the divine spiritual being that you are. And look at how you bloom or at what fruit you bear, what leaves you bear. And that you are not alone. Around you are all your relatives in the web of life, in the connectedness that we all have, in supporting, nurturing, and caring for one another. All the medicine we need is available. All the love we want is here as we open our hearts. And thy will be done in 2021. And I am free. and all are free. And we are one. Let's act as this is so. And so it is. Amen, ashe, hallelujah. All my relations. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Doria. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, if everybody's back in their bodies, it's time for the morning offering. And while we aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings, we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. You can also do a direct payment through your bank. We appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, Washington, 98531. As we hold our offering in our hands and hearts, let's say our offering prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Let's do the blessing of thanks. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, say their name out loud or hold them quietly in your heart. Members of our community have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to you and you and you, but also Anine Grumbles. All right. Beloved Mother, Father God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing that all is in divine. Sorry, the kitty stepped on my mute button. I hope you all said the prayer together there. Let's all say the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. So let's imagine forming a circle and joining hands and sing our song of peace. You can either turn on gallery view if you want, or read the words if you want. And thank you to all who have made our Sunday service possible. Please stay with us after the service if you wish to share our fellowship time. And next week, we'll be honored to have Audrey Pitchford continue in her series exploring heart-centered metaphysics. So now we're going to have Dallas and Linda lead us in the peace song.
Okay.
We're unmuted. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody unmute yourself and say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Daria, I see you have some guests here.
Hello.
Oh, my sister is here, Muriel.
Yeah.
Hi, Muriel.
Hi.
And one of my daughters was here, Tisata, but she's gone now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I see.
I have a friend I've invited. Pam is, I invited Pam to join us, and she did.
Oh, hi, Pam.
Great.
She lives in Chicago area.
Oh,